This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back, Mullenhaw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670. You can win two tickets to see the Mullenhaw Show live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio March 18th for our live Cubs season opener in Japan versus the Dodgers at 5 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Theater in the Performance Studio. Blue Cross Blue Shield, through it all. A lot of people to thank today, everyone who called and texted and emailed. Thank you for your contributions. Most of all, on this Monday, March 3rd, 3-3-25, thank you for listening. Thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Have the Bears shown you some love so far?
Yeah. I had a meeting with the Bears. I'm excited. There's a possibility I meet with them again here when I do informals later tonight. But they met with me, and it was a good combo. So,
did you have a chance to talk to Eric Bieniemy with that conversation?
No, it was informal. Okay. So I talked to a couple of the scouts.
Yes, sir.
But it was a good conversation.
Cam Scataboo.
He doesn't sound like he looks.
Does not. I thought the same thing.
Man, he sounds the same as he did in high school.
Yeah, I'm going to be with a bear, so I'm not going to go, run over a bunch of people and step
on their
necks.
I'm not doing all that.
Thank you to Brandon Fryer for finding that audio.
I got the black forces on, so people see that, they know it's time to go.
It's time to go, Will Campbell. It's time to go. Did you see how he was dressed? Goodness sakes.
I saw how he ran.
I saw how he talked. There's a lot to like about a Will Campbell. I don't care how long his arms are.
You should care about that.
Yeah, it matters.
That matters.
It doesn't, though. Speaking of thank yous, we want to give a big thank you. A big score welcome back. Welcome back to a longtime partner, the Webb Auto Group, with Hyundai stores in Highland and Merrillville, out in Northwest Indiana, Chevy stores in Oak Lawn and Plainfield, and Ford in Highland, Indiana. The Webb Auto Group. Yes, big thank you to the Webbs. Mike Webb, Kelly Webb Roberts, Jackie Webb Hibner, and Brian Webb. Thank you for all your support and welcome back. Time now. It is for Marshall Harris and Dan Bernstein, the Bernstein and Harris Show. How's it going, guys?
You're doing yeoman's work today, man.
It's
Monday.
Yeah. You should get the double pay.
It's Monday. Yeah, it's just another Manic Monday. Isn't that a song somewhere? So hold on about this short arms thing. So would that scare you enough not to draft him? Because I understand why when you're blocking Myles Garrett, you need every help you can get, a guy like that. But I do think that Will Campbell is a proven pass protector against NFL caliber pass rushers in the SEC. Everything's relative. Even if he doesn't fit at tackle, couldn't you move him a guard? Isn't he worth having?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying don't draft an NFL player. That's not what we're saying.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't speak for Dan. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there's a reason they have these combines. There's a reason that there are quote unquote combine winners and losers every time. I always go back to the tape, especially as you mentioned. It's changed a lot in college because the level of play in those super conferences now with the Big Ten and the SEC, you are facing other future NFL players every single game, something that wasn't necessarily the case back before we realigned everything, right?
Right.
But now, when you're good and the best of the SEC or the best of the Big Ten, that says something. And so the tape, to me anyway, outweighs the quote-unquote measurables. I've seen a lot of guys with measurables people get hyped on, and they don't do anything in the NFL. And the NBA, for that matter. Well, I mean, we've seen it. So the tape is the first reference. The other is kind of supplementing for me when we talk about the combine and what that is.
Yeah, I think any time you draft an offensive lineman, you have to be open-minded as to where they can play. And I think increasingly you should be that way about anybody you draft. You know, what kind of raw materials do you have and how does it fit what you want to do? But as far as how hard somebody plays, the motor, yeah, I mean, he's got all that. I mean, it's nitpicking around the edges so scouts can cover their ass.
How is Scatterboot jumping 39 inches?
He's an athlete, as our audio producer, Adam Szczynski, reminds me. All these guys are good athletes, and I'm like, they are all good athletes, but sometimes it's extraordinary. I was telling him to watch the Cooper DeGene basketball tape from high school. And
yeah.
He's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've seen it, right?
Oh, definitely.
And so he's downplaying because he's like, well, he's an NFL athlete. No. All these guys, they can't all do that.
Most pro athletes are the best athlete from their hometown era.
You could be the best athlete from your hometown and still not have a viral highlight tape, is my point. In basketball, because those are different sports.
Yeah, definitely, you can do that. But what we're talking about is guys who have rare athletic ability and prowess, and just they can do things that they could be in whatever hometown, and they would be the best athlete in that hometown.
Right.
Wouldn't matter to the size.
Right. We're not talking about just the rural city in Alabama or Mississippi. We're talking about big cities.
People forget when William Perry was drafted by the Bears. This, you know, circus freak giant, and, you know, smiling, and his word has it, you could dunk a basketball. Mm-hmm. And he said, any way you want it. And he proceeded to do that. William Perry was doing 360s and dunking behind his head.
Yeah, looking like Charles Barkley because he's a bigger guy but can still get up and down.
Yeah. There are all kinds of – we just have the highlight reels
now. He was
now.
A productive NFL player.
Yeah,
for a while, and he was on a legendary defense.
Had a pretty good peak. Yep.
And there are other examples. I don't know what Shamar Stewart is, but I do know he won the combine, and he was in the 99th percentile of all the things that he did: running, jumping, lift, all those things. But he has 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons at Texas A&M, and I don't understand how that happens. Accidentally, you could have more than that, but he doesn't. I don't know if he lacks instincts. I don't know what kind of NFL player he's going to be. But those are the kind of examples that make you wary of making too much out of these.
That's proving testing.
That's what you're paying your scouts for.
You're
to figure out what the value is.
Yeah, you're proving my point though, because you're like, he won the combine, but go back to the tape first. And what does the tape tell you? It's like, oh, he could probably be an NFL player, but certainly not matching up with those types of numbers that he put out.
What was the guy's name? Mike Mamula?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mike Mamula from the Eagles. Boston College.
That was the first, my first memory of a combine story. Like a guy that blew up the combine and couldn't play.
He couldn't play. And he was a top 10 pick.
But he benched 225 50 times or something like that and jumped over everybody and ran past everybody, but couldn't play football.
The Bears have had their share of guys. Remember the guy that jumped out of a pool?
Jerron Gilbert.
Yeah. That went viral. That video of him jumping out of a pool went viral.
Do you know how hard that is to do?
What, to go viral or jump out of a pool?
To jump out of a pool. That's hard.
I have a hard time getting into a pool.
That's what I'm saying. Like... The resistance of just the water sitting on you when you try to like run in the pool and do stuff.
Yes.
To jump out of a pool is insane.
It's hard for like a whale to do that. Like they have to build up speed to do it. Yeah.
Part of your 5 a.m. workout this morning? I tell you.
No, we did have box jumps. We did have box jumps today, which was
at 5 a.m.
Box jumps aren't that hard. Stop.
I did sleeping.
At 5 a.m., everything's a little bit harder.
No, I got a good... I went to bed at like 8:30. The Bulls game was nice and early at 4.
Can they do all those games at 4?
Listen, man, when the is Bulls that play the at window? 6,
yeah. Listen, when the Bulls play at 6, I know I'm getting a good night's sleep. Because that means I'm in bed by 9. I'm in bed. It's over.
I'm really impressed that you got up at 5 to work out. And
just go to bed earlier,
you're not
David.
Paid to do
and
that.
Guess what? Because I got up at 5, or excuse me, got up at 4:30 this morning. When it's time to go to bed tonight, I'll be tired.
Yeah.
So it'll be easy to go to bed and wake up early again tomorrow.
It's impressive, though. It's inspiring, actually. I'm now inspired for my workout.
I just want to make sure that we do not go through this transition without mentioning something about Martin Perez. Man, there is a wide chasm between confidence and insanity.
You saw what he said then.
Just say, we're going to do the best we can, And we're going to, what's in our control is to do the absolute best we can. And the record will be what it'll be. The chips will fall where they may, but we're going to do our job. But to say contender, come on.
You got to believe. You don't believe it's, it
no,
can't
but
happen.
You can, but you can, you may believe that. But first of all, it's a wrong belief. I mean, it's just wrong. But I mean, does anybody be like, yeah? He said we're going to go get him.
Yeah. So if Dan wrote a children's book, it would be called The Little Engine That Should Have Stayed Home.
The little realistic engine that understood.
It might actually be the little engine that couldn't.
Well, yeah, it might be, yeah.
Yeah, the little engine that tried to take advantage of variance.
Oh, wow.
It's a different children's story.
However it works.
That was definitely a quote that stood out over the weekend.
Man, come on, dude. Just like reel it in a little bit. You know?
Did you see, though, my favorite thing about the White Sox in terms of tidbits was Grant Taylor, he can throw the ball 102 miles per hour, but he can solve Rubik's Cube in 25 seconds.
They all can now.
I know you said you. Somebody texted that in.
Everybody
can solve a Rubik's Cube?
It's crazy. Like, I've been sitting there for days. Like, my son and his friends in sixth grade, it was like a fad for a while. And he came home. He's like, watch. He goes, mix it up. And it was like, how'd you do that? He goes, oh, we could do it. And I don't know why they're just great at it now. It used to be a huge deal.
So we're all old and dumb is what I'm hearing.
It's AI involved or something.
They also have speed cubes now
where
they're loose. And a speed cube you can do with one hand.
Also, I've solved a Rubik's Cube. Let me tell you, it took several days.
I've never solved one.
I just kept going and kept going. It's like, I think I lucked into... There it is.
I found that a little impressive tidbit in White Sox camp. More memorable than I think, Martin Perez's guarantee.
I think more people than you think can solve Rubik's Cubes quickly now. Because it was kind of a fad.
Under a certain
after
age,
the bottle, it was bottle flipping for a while. First, it was constant bottle flipping.
We're so washed. You're right.
And then it was
Marshall,
solving Rubik's Cubes.
We're so washed. What do you guys got today?
We are going to talk about... There's a list that came out of the Combine, which I thought was like, these are the best... 40 times for running backs in the last 10 years. It was just this year. I mean, it's amazing how many fast running backs there are. So we'll talk about that position. We'll discuss the Bulls weekend. Dan Wiederer is going to join us at 11, high noon at 11:40. We're going to talk about the new reality and what's always been the reality of the Bears stadium situation. We're going to bring back some of that AK sound for the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast and Emory Hunt at 1 o'clock.
Have a great show.